My first name is Delaney, D-E-L-A-N-E-Y. My last name is Isley, I-S-L-E-Y.
How old are you?
11.
What grade are you in?
6th.
How's school?
Boring.
What school do you go to?
ILT.
What's ILT?
International Leadership of Texas.
International what?
International Leadership of Texas.
That's boring? That sounds like it's pretty important.
Nope.
Is it a private school or a public school?
I'd say it's a public school. Okay. No, I think it's a charter school.
Why is it called leadership?
They're trying to make us leaders.
How's that working out?
Pretty badly.
Why? What's going wrong, Delaney?
Well, one, all the kids have bad behavior. Two, they're mean to the teacher. Well, not mean to the teachers, but quote-unquote annoying to them.
Wow. How many kids are in your class about?
It depends which class.
Your biggest class.
About probably 31, maybe.
That's a lot. How many of them are badly behaved, roughly?
20.
Wow. I take it you're one of the 11 who's not badly behaved.
Yeah.
So, have you told your parents how much you love your school?
Nope.
Do you want them to, is that something you'd like to maybe talk about here so they know it?
Nope.
Okay, have we said enough about the International Leadership Academy? Is that what it's called?
Yep.
Okay. So Delaney, what would you like to talk about? I have the feeling you're a young woman who has a few things on her mind.
I am. I have a lot of secrets. Don't tell my mom that. She's going to get angry. One of them is probably how much I get annoyed when people ask me, are your parents from China? That just annoys me so much.
Do they mean your birth parents? They mean they're asking you, like, are your parents from China, like, your real parents? Is that what they're asking?
I don't think they know that I'm adopted, so they just say, are your parents Chinese?
So they're asking you if your parents, Daryl and Betsy, are Chinese?
Yep.
And what do you feel like saying to them when they ask you that?
I just say, nope. They're from, one's from German, one's from Oklahoma. Nothing like Chinese.
Okay, so, well, how does it make you feel when they ask you that?
The people who ask me, have my parents Chinese, makes me feel annoyed. One, and two, it just gives me an awkward silence. That's it.
And so when you tell them no, one's from Germany, or their heritage is German, and the other is Oklahoma, what do they say?
They say, oh, okay. And then they just walk away.
So is that a pretty good response that you give them, because it shuts them down and makes them stop, which I assume is what you want. You want them to just stop asking.
Yep, pretty much.
Tell me, do you have, like, why is that annoying? What's annoying about it when they ask you this? And who asks? Is it mostly kids or mostly grown-ups?
Mostly my teachers and maybe a few grown-ups. It's annoying to me because not every Chinese person has, like, a Chinese mom and dad. Well, technically they do, but, I mean, like, if you're adopted, your mom and dad are going to be from somewhere else.
So it's annoying because they're not understanding something that seems very obvious to you. I'm adopted. I was born in China. My parents were obviously not born in China. Just, they don't look Chinese, right? I mean, so, dummy, can't you figure that out? Is that about right?
Yes. Oh, my
God. So your teachers have asked you this question?
Yes, especially my Chinese teacher.
Has she asked you that more than once?
Nope.
She just asked you that, like, when you first met her?
Yeah.
Do you think she's asking you about your birth parents? What she's asking you is, do you know anything about your biological parents in China? Maybe that's what she's asking you?
She doesn't even really know that I'm adopted until I told her.
I see. So she was assuming that somebody else was your parents, not Betsy and Daryl. She was like, where are your real parents? That's kind of what she was asking.
Yep.
And did that question feel like, lady, that's a personal question, number one. And number two, what's the matter with you? They are my real parents.
Yep.
What else is on your mind, Delaney? What other secrets do you have?
I don't like it when people bully me.
Who bullies you?
Sometimes a few boys.
Boys in school?
Mm-hmm.
Are they boys in your grade?
Yes.
And has that been going on for a while?
Not anymore.
Was that this year or last year? Or before?
Before.
How old were you?
9.
And what did they say when they bullied you? What did they do?
Well, my first year, just because I took someone's ruler, I got a pencil and they said, you're going to be this. They took the pencil and they broke it. I got really angry at them.
What'd you do?
I just looked at him and I got pretty mad. He came up to, like, hit me, and all I did was take his arm and I twisted it, and he said, ow, ow, ow.
Is this at the Leadership Academy?
Yep.
After you twisted his arm and he said, ow, 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 then what happened?
I let his arm go, and then he stopped bullying me, and now he's suspended from the school. I don't think he's allowed to come back to school anymore.
Wow, good for you. You took care of your bully, didn't you?
Yep.
Are kids ever mean to you because you're Chinese? Do they ever say stuff about you being Chinese?
Sometimes they make fun of Chinese people.
Like, what do they say?
Sometimes they make fun of other people that look Chinese, and they're really not. And you can tell by the way they look. And I know right now in my school, there's like this kid that will make fun of someone really easily. He does say a lot of cuss words, that's for sure.
Boy, he doesn't sound like a really nice guy. I think you need to take care of him next. What do you think?
I just let it flow because it's not my fight.
Those are very wise words. Did somebody help you kind of think that way? Or is that something you kind of came to on your own? It's not my fight. I just let it flow. That's a lot of trouble could be avoided in the world if people thought like that.
Yeah, I agree. I figured that out on my own when in kindergarten there was just a bunch of little kids being mean to each other. So I just let it flow. It's not my fight.
So can I ask you another question?
Sure.
So, you know, when you were telling me before at the beginning, when people ask you if you're adopted or who your parents are or stuff like that, do you ever think or wonder about your birth parents in China? Is that something that you kind of wonder about at all on your own?
Yes, I have quite a lot. I've asked my mom. And this is a crazy thing, but my mom said that when I was young and we just got back from China, in the nighttime, I woke up. I told my mom that something's going wrong in China, and she turned on the news and there was an earthquake in China.
It's like you had a feeling.
I think that's pretty freaky.
I think that's pretty freaky too. You feel like maybe you have some kind of like connection that you're not always thinking about, but is somehow part of you?
Maybe, but right now I'm in the real world and I don't really imagine that much at school, but I do a lot at home.
And when you imagine, what do you imagine?
I try to think of the future, like what will happen once in a while. Right then, I'll remember what I just remembered from when I try to imagine it. Sometimes it'll come true, sometimes it won't.
Do you ever imagine about, like, what your family, your birth family in China might have been like, or what they're like?
Not much, but probably sometimes.
And when you do think about that, does it make you feel any particular way?
Makes me feel curious, but that's mostly it.
Do you ever want to go visit China?
No.
Wow, that's pretty definite. You have a very determined look on your face when you say that. How come you don't want to go?
They don't have purified water.
Oh, okay. So it's like the condition of the country that concerns you?
Yep.
So you're not really curious about seeing the country where you were born, at least not at this point in your life. You're worried about the water.
Yep.
I get it. That's a very practical concern that I can definitely understand. Is there anything that you would like to tell other kids or grown-ups about being adopted or about being Chinese or both? Is there some advice you'd like to give them? Is there anything they need? You wish they just knew?
I'd probably say to the other kids, whoever bullies you, just let them blow off like water on a bird's wing.